Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
New Ravens cornerback Jaire Alexander met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
I'm in love. You know, what can I say? The weather's great. The fans are great. I mean, the city's great. So I think I'm in a great place.
Jaire, what does it mean to you to come to an organization with such a storied past on defense especially?
It's actually an amazing feeling. You know, I mean, defense wins championships. Defense wins championships. So I'm in the right place to do that. Well, you know, I think cut that phone off. I think looking back to Green Bay, I made a lot of long-lasting relationships there. I got nothing but love for the city, and I think I just want to move forward and focus on how I can excel here and how we can get that Super Bowl. That's my boy, you know, like, first name, last name basis, like, you know, so we, you know, it's funny, we was always talking about this, you know, so it's crazy how God works and brought us together, so, I mean, I'm happy.
Do you think you would have wanted to come here if he wasn't on the team?
That'd be tough, man, like, I probably would explore more options, but that's my boy, and I want to win one with him. Lamar. He threw a back shoulder. He tried to throw a back shoulder on me with D-Hop, so, you know, I had to give him a little jazz about that, you know. I said, come on, man, I know it's my first day, but, man, you know, it's still me, you know what I mean, it's still me. So, but, you know, it's always fun, man, we can joke like that.
Jaire, you said, let's get that Super Bowl. I mean, was that also a big part of it, coming somewhere where you knew the team was set up to make a real run?
I mean, I guess in any NFL career, the span isn't that long, so the time is now to win always, you know. So I always want to put myself in that position, and then I always want to uplift the team and however I can. So however I can make this defense better and this team better, that's what I'm here to do.
Jaire, there have been questions about your health the past couple of years. Physically, how are you right now?
Physically, I'm great. I'm out there practicing, and I can't thank God enough.
Jaire, you talk about the legacy that the Baltimore defenses have had. What do you feel like you bring to the defense?
First off, I'm going to bring that energy and that juice, so everything else will fall into play, but I'm going to bring the energy and I'm going to bring the juice, but you'll see.
How excited are you to be in the secondary? A lot of talented pieces in the secondary, number one first round picks back there. Just what do you think about the secondary as a whole and how you fit into it?
Man, I love the secondary. I love the potential that we have. Marlon's a dog. He's been here. I love watching Marlon play. I love being around him. I thought I was weird. I don't know. He might got me beat. So I love it, man. It's fun. Everybody's cool, and we all gel really well together.
Jaire, with the way the last 4 years have gone in terms of missing time and whatnot, would you embrace a role where you're playing, say, more on passing downs? Obviously, that might happen anyway with Humphrey moving the slot.
Yeah, no, I'm embracing any role here. Like I said, you know, my goal, and I know the team's goal, is to win the Super Bowl. So however we can do that.
You were signed on the last day of minicamp, and everyone kind of breaks up. You know, what did you do to kind of get up to speed with the defense?
The first day I was here, everyone was stressing the conditioning test. And I'm like, oh, God. So I just started running the next day. Like, I was running, and I ran the day after. So I've just been, getting in shape for this kind of camp. This is different.
What's it been like working with Zach Orr and some of the defensive staff here and getting to learn them?
Zio's so cool. You know, he's down to earth. You know, relatable, somebody you can talk to. And then the defense, man, it's so complex, man. And the guys we got up front is going to make the job easier in the back end.
There was a kind of a story about kind of behind the scenes behind your signing here, and it kind of mentioned that when you came here, you weren't sure yet. Like, what was that like that day when you got here, and what did you need to see and hear in order to follow through and put your name on a contract?
Well, you know, vibes never lie. I'm big on energy, energy exchange. So you know, I got good vibes here. And it seemed like, you know, they want him here. They cared. So that's really, that played the biggest part into it, you know.
Jair, coming from the NFC North, you obviously have had matchups against top-tier receivers, and it seems like you always get excited for those matchups. How excited are you for some of the receivers you'll see twice a year in this division?
Oh, man, I'm super excited, man. Like, you know, iron sharpens iron, man, and I want the best. I want the best, and that's, you know, like, I can't even explain how excited I am about the opportunity to face these guys.
It looks like you and Mark Andrews were disappointed that they cut the drill off before you had a chance to go one-on-one. Was that what you were talking about out there?
yeah, that's what we was talking about. I wanted one more, just one more rep, you know. No, he doesn't talk about that. Thank God, you know. Thank God, you know. That was.
You mentioned that this camp is different. How is this camp different from others you've been in?
You know, we work. You know, we work hard here. You know, work really hard. Not to say I didn't work hard before, but you know, the workouts are intense. You know, very intense. Not something I haven't been a part of. So, you know, the atmosphere, the practice is such fast tempo. So you know, we get after it here.
Did you circle week 17 on your calendar by any chance?
Nah, I circle every week. Everybody's going to get it.
All right, this is obviously a place where I think a lot of big characters have kind of left their mark on this on the culture. Was Green Bay ever a place where you felt like you had to kind of not be who you were personality-wise? And is there any kind of different in that kind of culture going from Green Bay to Baltimore, just being yourself?
It's definitely a different culture here, I would say. You know, it's definitely a different culture. Heck, my head coach squats 400 pounds. Let's give it up for him, huh? I mean, like I said, man, I had a great time in Green Bay, but I'm here just to move forward, you know.
All right. Thank you, Jair.
Cool, thank you.